When I was in high school, my best friend's dad was the drama teacher. Neither my friend nor I took drama, we both played in band, but lots of our friends did, and his dad was one of the more popular teachers at the school. His class put on plays each year, went to UIL drama contests, and every other year teamed up with the band and staged a full musical. That there were classes dedicated to learning drama struck us as no more remarkable than band or choir, or for that matter, chemistry or typing. I also had the good fortune to have my friend live just down the street since the time we were in kindergarten, and consequently I spent a lot of time at his house and got to know his dad pretty well. He was never one to pontificate about the arts, but it was clear just by being around him that the arts were something very important. Besides my parents, he was the main adult I knew who showed that the arts were worth taking seriously. I learned quite a bit from him that I didn't learn at home, specifically about drama as an art form. Just for starters, although I'd heard of it, I'd never had a clear idea of exactly what Broadway meant, and I knew nothing of the Tony Awards until I learned about those things from him. I remember being amazed to find that there was a nationally televised show, just like the Oscars and the Emmys, in which awards were given out for plays in New York City. I found this intriguing, but also a clear indication that some people regarded plays just as highly as I regarded movies and TV. It was also from him that I first learned the titles of many of the canonical works of American theater. For several years, he had in his living room framed programs from some of the plays he had staged, like Blithe Spirit, The Man Who Came to Dinner, You Can't Take It With You, and Noises Off. It hit me that although I'd never heard of them, these plays were something worth knowing. He's also a big fan of musicals. I encountered West Side Story for the first time in my life at my friend's house, for instance, and I still marvel at it. Through him, I came to enjoy South Pacific, Oklahoma, The Music Man, My Fair Lady, and many others. I've heard lots of people in the military worry that as fewer Americans have any direct experience with the armed forces, the level of understanding of and support for them will wane, both in the public and even in Congress. The arts, it occurs to me, are similar. If a young person doesn't know anyone interested in the arts, he will grow up not knowing how important and how enriching they can be, and not knowing why he should care about them. All it really takes to answer this is exposure. This makes the atrophy of arts programs in school and then the daily lives of more people all the more regrettable. My friend's dad showed me that the arts were important and worth caring about. And that's a role we can all play for someone else.